way down in Missouri when I heard this lullaby. While the stars were blinking and the moon was shining high.
Welcome to Show Me Missouri. We talk about the history of Missouri one week at a time. We are here today in DeKalb County, formed on February 25th, 1845, the 95th county, carved out of Ray County and then several others. Always want to start off by thanking our sponsors, the Missouri Association of Electric Co-ops, CFM Insurance, Missouri Association of Counties, and the Missouri Farm Bureau. We are here in one of the beautiful courthouses in the state. Very, very honored to be here in Maysville to talk about DeKalb County with the commissioners Gary McPhee and Kyle White. Commissioner McPhee, thank you for the hospitality.
Thank you for being here.
And Commissioner White, this is a beautiful courthouse. It's always, we talk about this, if they got redone during the Depression, during the WPA projects, a lot of them are those kind of bland white courthouses. This one must have been built before then. It's been very well maintained.
Well, the commissioners in the past have done a wonderful job of upkeep of this courthouse, and especially within the last 8 years, the commission worked very hard on this courthouse, and we're very pleased.
Well, you can tell. I mean, it is really great. Kind of going back, we always like to start off with the very, very beginning history of the county. Let's start off with, I've seen politicians come through and different folks pronounce this county many different ways. Commissioner, how do you actually say it right?
We pronounce it DeKalb.
DeKalb. I've heard that one butchered multiple different ways.
I've successfully heard you say it two different ways.
Well, I've tried to say it both ways just in case. I figure I'd rather be half right and half wrong as all the way one. So DeKalb County, it's actually named after a Revolutionary War hero come over from France, General Johann DeKalb. Now, I wonder, it's like down the boot hill, we have towns called, like, Advance. It's actually, you say it Advance, but we call it Advance. I wonder how they say DeKalb in France. Well, they probably put some whole other spin on it, I'd figure.
Most likely, it wouldn't be correct.
He come over and helped train our soldiers, and he actually died fighting for the United States against the British in the Battle of Camden. One of the first people to ever cross this part of the country was a guy named Jink Vassar, born in Kentucky in 1805. It's interesting how much of the state, if you get over into southwest Missouri, some of those folks came up through Arkansas, but so much of Missouri, Tennessee and Kentucky through that Cumberland Gap, you could trace, I bet that Ancestry.com, it's just a flood of people that settled. Really, almost all of Missouri came through and come up the Kentucky Colonel from up the Mississippi and Missouri rivers. Vassar come up. He was working for Pierre Choteau. We say it's Choteau on the eastern side of the state. Again, I'm not sure how they'd say it in France. He worked for him traded furs here from 1820 to 24. Made friends with the Fox Indians. Is that generally who the Indians that were here were the Fox Indians?
I believe so. That was the main tribe. There were several others. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you the names of them, but I think the Fox was the main one.
A little bit further south, we're into the Osage Indians, and they were the most aggressive ones against white people, period. But the Fox had a history of making friends, right. And they did in this situation, and they traded some technology and furs. As time went by, the legislature separated DeKalb County, I should say, from all the other counties. Back in the day when they were picking a county seat, I guess they wouldn't let the locals pick the county seat first. So they would go get commissioners from other, at that time, judges from other counties around. So they went and got Henry Brown from Andrew County, Peter Price from Davies County, and Martin Ney from Clinton County. And the three of those folks together come in and decided they would meet and pick a county seat. Now, it's always interesting. When you look at Missouri history, where they first decided to meet, they usually always picked a home because it's all they had to meet in for their first map-making session. Almost every time is going to be the county seat. So if you would be the person that hosted that meeting, then you were probably going to have the county seat where you wanted. Well, they picked a home here in Maysville, in sort of the middle of the county, the home of Henry Hunter's, where they met August 18th, 1845. They selected Maysville as the county seat. I guess they liked the hospitality. And after that, they decided to put together, the first county commission came together, and they were a pretty conservative group of people. An interesting thing, the first county board consisted of Elias Parrott, Harvey Ritchie, and James McMahon. The public came to them and said, why don't you build a courthouse? And they said, we can't afford it. Now, let me just fast forward to the future. I would assume the folks around here in DeKalb County are pretty conservative, pretty tight with their money.
Very much.
Interesting how those things, those traditions sometimes start, and it is what it is. They, right. they really were tight with the purse strings. The commissioners decided they could not afford to build a courthouse yet, but in 1851, they did approve a 55 by 30 brick courthouse. They appropriated $3,750. Now, the first architect come up with a brick courthouse had a couple on it. You know, that's, you know, a beautiful thing. I guess folks, if you're from West Butler County like me, that's a thing. The little boxes, the chicken weather vanes are on. But the commission rejected the cupola because it was too extravagant. They said they didn't need anything that extravagant, so they cut that back. I would assume we're sitting here in this commission chambers. There's some red pens that go through some projects almost the same way today, right?
Yes.
Some things change, some things stay the same. But let me just start. It's always an interest. One of the best questions we always get to ask is, Commissioner White, how did your family come here, end up settling here in DeKalb County?
Well, my family came here because it was an opportunity to move, and then my wife and I moved here about 22 years ago.
From where?
Central Missouri, from the county of Randolph.
Randolph. See, that's we actually got to do Randolph County, and it's an interesting thing. We talk about picking a county seat. People, I think, that aren't from there would think Mobley's the county seat, but it's not.
It's Huntsville.
Yeah, and they had several fights over that very topic of where it would be.
Yes, fights still continue to this day, so I'm told down there over that, yes.
Well, that's interesting. Commissioner, how'd you all come to settle here in DeKalb County?
Grandparents lived on the western edge of Davies County, and parents married and moved to DeKalb County in Weatherby area, and that's where I was born and lived there, and I currently, wife and I currently live back on the home place again.
Well, is that right? What did your grandparents do?
They were farmers.
Farmers, mm-hmm. to this day. And so besides, Commissioner White, besides being a commissioner, what do you do now?
Preaching, evangelistic work.
Commissioner McPhee, what do you do besides being a commissioner?
I have a few cattle, take care, run some cows, and have a fertilizer and lime business.
Going back, you know, fur trading was probably the top thing they did originally. What's the agriculture situation like here today? Is it mostly cattle? Is it row crops? What is it?
It's used to be, I would say, the majority a few years ago was cattle. It has since changed. I'd say the majority of it now is grain, with cattle being second. But yeah, I think the cattle has taken a backseat to the grain farming now.
DeKalb County was a spot that wasn't settled at the same time some of the other places were. There was a guy named Samuel Vester. He was a French-Canadian trapper and known to be an adventurer. He's the first person that actually came and settled here and built a home down by, now I may say this wrong too, Stewartsville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it was really the first settlement and kind of grew out of there. There's an interesting thing. If you just look up, folks that are listening to this, if you just look up the DeKalb County, you'll see Cameron is the biggest city. Cameron's an odd town, though, because it's split between, like, three counties, right?
Right.
But still, the part of it that is in DeKalb County would be the largest town, I guess?
Mm-hmm.
But Maysville is the centrally located part.
Right.
So if you're folks familiar with Cameron, Commissioner White, what things that are in Cameron are in DeKalb County?
Well, the prison system, Missouri prison mm-hmm. system is in DeKalb County. And, of course, that brings a lot of jobs to that side of the
sure.
county. But that's the major thing, I believe.
Is that intersection there off interstate, is that in which county would that be?
That's in DeKalb.
So the development
the interstate 35, 36 highway corridors in DeKalb County.
Yeah. Well, that, I guess, no doubt changed a lot of the dynamics of the county. When it's interesting, like down the Boot Hill, they have Sykeston, and New Madrid County and Scott County, they thought that all of Sykeston was just in Scott County. When New Madrid County surveyed it and found out the Walmart was actually in New Madrid County. Well, you know, folks listening to this that don't know, where the Walmart is, where the sales tax dollars are.
That is correct.
Like Sykes, and it's the mall, it's the pharmacy, it's everything. So New Madrid now, they've had a lengthy fight over that, and I wonder, you know, you always look for that Walmart to switch sides of the road, but as of now, that money goes to New Madrid County, and I guess you have to probably survey it down to the foot, right? We're in the city of Cameron.
If the county line is on 8th Street in Cameron, which
okay.
I would say the majority of the business is in DeKalb County. Mm-hmm. The majority of the houses are in Clinton County. And So with our sales tax, we have a half-cent sales tax. Yeah. So that is very beneficial to DeKalb County because of that.
Well, as a commissioner, that's the right way to handle that budget. You know, it falls about right, you know.
And that intersection, as you said, that's a key intersection to Northwest Missouri. It really is a key intersection. There's a lot of growth taking place just right up to the Caldwell County line. I mean, just right at it to the east. And so we're seeing a lot of growth in that area.
Going forward, they in 1854, there was a gentleman that platted Somersville, a town that turned into, I believe, Smithville. That's how they kind of got to meet in there in the first place. So then as time went by, they had to actually move because they were trying to run a railroad system through, and they wanted to put a railroad into Cameron, and they had to end up moving the whole town because part of it was too steep to run a rail line in. Cameron, I guess the reason Cameron's as big as it is now is they did a rail spur to Kansas City, right? There was a point in time where they spurred the railroad off that was going to St. Joseph at Cameron, and that was a boom for, I guess, this whole part of the state, right?
Yes. When the rail system come through, there were several small towns along the rail system that grew and just popped up. Mm-hmm. And Cameron was very beneficial from that, since the rail system in DeKalb that run through DeKalb County, which I believe we had one time, we had seven different rail systems in the county. But all of those small towns now have died off because of the rail system is gone.
Because Cameron had the east-west and the north-south interchange, much like the highway is there now.
It is interesting how the transportation routes, the highways follow the railroads a lot. Now, that's probably because of grading and different things, but that development went on. You look all over rural Missouri, if you see a town that's kind of older and fading away, it's probably because there was a rail line that was there 100 years ago that's not there now. Mm-hmm. And the highway kind of never cinched up with it. But right. If you couldn't align those, it's hard to have a functioning community, you know?
And if you watch that progression, you see after railroads abandoned enough years after, population starts to go down. Mm-hmm. And then you see the school disappear from the community. And so you're slowly seeing the shrinking of that community, and you can link it back to the transportation that was once coming through.
It's an interesting thing as you go through different towns we've got to come to in different counties. If you're part of a place like Cameron, do you kind of think you're from Cameron? But if you're not from Cameron, do you think you're from DeKalb County? Is that kind of how folks would break it down?
Oh, yeah, or Maysville. A lot of people refer coming from Maysville. The smaller towns like Weatherby, Hammady, people still refer themselves from Sturtsville or Clarksdale.
And I guess there's still a church festival or anything there that stays? Or what ties them together as a community? I mean, a lot of times it'll be like a fall festival or something.
Correct. You have those events. Most of the towns still have some form of school. Clarksdale doesn't. Yeah. But most of the towns, I would say, of any population size now still have a school within them. So that still gives them the draw.
It's always interesting how sometimes the characteristics of a town, that it's that way for a reason. And it seems like in this particular part, when you look at the places in and around St. Joseph, Kansas City, this is really more of a rural sentiment kind of starts about right here. It's a little bit suburban, even reaching up to around Cameron now. But this is where you wouldn't think if you're in Maysville, you're in some suburb. You're in a town that people can say they're from this part when they're from the county. You know? And even down in Poplar Bluff, you're from Poplar Bluff or you're from the county. And that's kind of the ethos of the politics and how things arrange. Is if you're not from the city, then you're from the county, and it's a different thing. Interesting part, there's a gentleman named J.L. Williams, the first child born in the Platte County Purchase of 1884. There was a part of that that came around here, and the gentleman from DeKalb County was the first person born there from parents from here. So it's always an interesting thing as we go through and we talk about the history of the state. We get to see how those things tie together in those first. But we'll come back and we'll talk a bit more about DeKalb County. It's kind of like where the rural Northwest Missouri really begins, right here on the precipice outside Cameron. I always want to thank our sponsors, the Missouri Association of Co-ops, CFM Insurance, Missouri Association of Counties, and Farm Bureau for letting us come tell you the history of the Missouri one county at a time. We'll be right back here talking about DeKalb County.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you. We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we've got Missouri covered.
Welcome back to Show Me Missouri, the history of Missouri, one county at a time. We are here in the absolutely beautiful DeKalb County Courthouse with Commissioner Gary McPhee. Thank you for staying with us, sir.
Thank you.
And Commissioner Kyle White, thank you for sticking around with us. And thank you for the hospitality. This is a beautiful Commissioner's Chambers.
Thank you. We're glad to have you up.
The portrait of Harry Truman is very well done and preserved. This is a very nice place to very good representative of the county. There's always a few things in every county's history that shape it. When the railroad comes through always matters. Then when the Civil War happens, that it affected every county. The lead up to the Civil War is an interesting place in DeKalb County. The election of 1860, Democrats had previously done well in the county anyway. The vote was 700-2 for Douglas over Lincoln. Lincoln got two votes in DeKalb County. By 1864, that had turned. It was 400-197. You talk about different counties that were split. While this is sort of on the outskirts of Kansas City, which is thought to have been maybe a little more Union centrist, you're also getting close to Little Dixie. It's not that far away. DeKalb County, when folks tell the stories, was this a Union area or a Confederate area?
I believe it was Union for the most part. One of the waterways creeks around here, it's called Lost Creek. Yep. I believe it was the Union Army that had got separated from the rest of their troops and got lost, and their guns and things that they were carrying, they buried to keep from the enemy catching them or getting it, and so that became Lost Creek.
They were looking for the guns, right? The guns were lost, not the creek, right? There was a Methodist church. You have a great historical society that does very good work in preserving not only the modern history, but going back and finding other history. They told the story to me today about the Methodist Church, how they split into Southern and Northern churches. That was the case in a lot of places. In Bowling Green over in Pike County, the Baptist Church split, as it did in Polk County. Is a little different because there was a Union depot, so they all did business with the government. They kind of got along with them, but it was a lot of areas the churches would split, and this was one of them. I think at some point the Northern Church took the Southern Church back, kind of like the country, but there were some, definitely, I guess, some sympathizers along with the Southern cause. So I've always heard a story about Lost Creek where they were ambushed later, and it made it look like it was a very good idea to hide all the weapons.
Right.
A few of them died, but not many. As it went on through time, when you put the historical dates around a lot of the counties that were formed, like Worth County, it was formed, some would say maybe to have another vote. Back in the day, you got one state rep per county, and there was a big constitutional convention that was coming up that would decide whether they left the Union or stayed in the Union, and they had another vote for Republicans at the time. Probably made a good move in this county. This county was formed well before that, but still, it probably mattered at the time to have somebody. And your first state rep was J.C. Thompson Smith, and he would have been a Republican person that probably would have, like you said, reflected those staying in the Union sentiments back at the time. Tell me about the delegation that represents DeKalb County now in the state legislature. I guess it's funny, we're seeing right here on the table is a proclamation from Senator Hageman.
Hageman, yes. It's a Republican. Mm-hmm. Now it's majority of the office holders in the county, in the courthouse, are Republican, which has switched. I believe in the 80s, late 70s, early 80s, the office holders were Democrat, except for the sheriff's office, which had been that way for several years. And then since then, it has turned, and it's majority of Republican office holders.
I think that's kind of fitting with a lot of rural Missouri. If you go back, there was you'd have a real faithful rural Missouri vote Democrat all over up and down the ballot coming out of the Depression. Then the presidential federal level switched around the 80s. The 90s, the state house began to switch. And then maybe 10 years ago, the courthouses began to flip over. That seems to be a trend that is farther along in a lot of rural counties besides this one. DeKalb County seems to be a county that is not as hardcore instant Republican as a lot of other rural Missouri counties. Do you attribute that to Cameron?
Well, DeKalb County certainly is Republican. Mm-hmm. But as you noted, the portrait on the wall of Harry Truman.
Yeah.
When you speak to people that are Democrats in DeKalb County, often you will hear that they're Truman Democrats. and they look at that from the conservative values that President Truman had. But yet, whenever he made a statement or an action, he was serious about it. So I think that's why we're seeing the strong leaning to the Republican side in DeKalb County, and has been for quite some time.
That is an interesting thing. When you do look at rural counties, this county is not as rock rib Republican. Maybe it's trending that way, but right now that's not exactly the case. And I think you're right, though. Maybe the folks that have ran on that ticket were more Truman Republicans than maybe modern Republicans.
Very much so. You can sit and visit with them yourself, and they will clearly point that out to you.
Yeah. I had a grandma that was a Roosevelt Republican or Democrat. She did not like Republicans at all. It would have none of anybody being a Republican. As time went on, we just didn't talk about such things around her. And I was a kid, so I did anyway. But my dad learned the hard way not to try to talk politics with my grandma. That was not going to help him out at all. Some of the notable folks, just looking back in the history of the county, DeWitt Jennings was a very widely known actor. Right around the time pictures were going from silent to using their voice. Then Joseph Frank was a U.S. Senator from Maryland. Or Joseph France was a U.S. Senator from Maryland, born here in DeKalb County. There was also a pretty famous Missourian that held the speakership for a decade and a half from Cameron, but he lived in the part you're talking about on the Clinton side, right? Former Speaker Bob Griffin. Mm-hmm. He was I'm sure very, very well known with the county and the area.
Right. I'd call him the sponsor. He is the person that actually got the prison in Cameron. He pushed to get that up here.
How many jobs is that, and what kind of economic impact is that?
I'm not sure. There's not as many. They're having trouble keeping their employees, but I'm not sure exactly how many employees there are at the prison.
No, I don't know what the number would be, but I know the impact. You can see the impact in it because of where Walmart put their store. Walmart put it right next to the prison. So the employees from there, it tells you there's quite a few of them.
That makes Sam Walton's crew, they don't miss much, especially in a rural area. Let's talk about this courthouse that we've referenced a couple of times. It is one of the most beautiful buildings that you'll run into. And I said you can always tell was the courthouse built before the Depression or after, because if it's a modern one, those are nice. But, when you think of courthouse, you think of history and telling the story of the county. And this obviously was built prior to the WPA projects. It goes back. They had a courthouse that burned on Christmas night, 1878. And then they built another courthouse. And this one was done around 1885, I guess, the one you have now.
1939 is when this building was built.
So I was reading out there. It looked like they built a courthouse on this site, and it didn't burn. They just rebuilt it.
I believe so.
On a similar site. They had raised it and rebuilt it themselves. So it wasn't the Jed, the fire a lot of places, which I guess is great for preserving the history and the records.
Right.
Because most courthouses are built because the old one burned. So that's an interesting thing. You'd have built this in the 30s and built it this beautiful. That's a testament to the county. I guess it's got to be. Just this square has got to be a point of pride to folks in and around Maysville.
Very much. It is. It's something that we've worked very hard to get and something we want, very proud of and want to maintain.
Now, as we talk about the railroad history, it is extremely important to this area. You had one that came east-west, kind of cut through Cameron, and then you had the north-south one that hit Cameron, then it cut through from Kansas City. And I think folks today might not get that, but if you were coming over at the bridge at Hannibal, so Chicago became the rail hub of everywhere when St. Louis kind of faltered off. Well, you could come down from Chicago, and then instead of hitting St. Louis, you could come across the bridge at Hannibal, and then you could go west. Well, then instead of going on west there, you could come down and cut down to Kansas City, and it was at a whole other rail hub. And Cameron was sort of that junction point back then, and those rail lines were fought over pretty heavy. The state had to actually make an investment, which I guess was not probably popular with your neighbors in St. Joseph.
Well, and there was even another north-south rail line, if our memory serves me right, that was narrow gauge, and it came up through the city of Osborne and went to the north. And there's a great history on that at Cameron at the Railroad Museum over there. But it was abandoned because the gauge was deemed to not be acceptable.
Well, it was the small gauge railroad, right? Or low gauge railroad, yeah. The planning on those, I guess you could, if you had a smaller gauge too, some of the gauge on the rail, you could have not as high, steep a grade and things like that, right?
And poundage, weight carry, and all that, I believe, was a factor in that.
Well, interesting. Well, we're here in DeKalb County talking about the history of the county with Commissioner Gary McPhee and Commissioner Kyle White. We want to thank our sponsors, Missouri Association of Co-ops, CFM Insurance, Missouri Association of Counties, and Missouri Farm Bureau for letting us talk about the history of Missouri, one county at a time. We'll be right back to talk about the business climate and some of how DeKalb County has grown today after this.
Here's something worth shouting.
From the hilltops to the rooftops,
you're a member of an electric cooperative.
That means you have a say.
A voice in how your co-op is run.
In what's best for the community.
Power to the people.
For the people.
From the people.
Doesn't that sound good?
Learn more about the power of your co-op membership
at togetherwesave.com.
We are Missouri's electric cooperatives. Learn more at membersfirst.coop today.
Welcome back to Showing Missouri. We're here in DeKalb County talking about the history of DeKalb County. We are joined again by Commissioner Gary McPhee and Commissioner Kyle White. Commissioner McPhee, tell me about the co-ops. It's always the third part of every county's history. It just changed everything for rural Missouri when folks could have that electricity brought to their house. What co-ops are here in the county?
We have Northwest Electric. Mm-hmm. We also have
Farmers Electric.
And
I can't remember if Platte Clay gets up into the...
Just a small area.
A portion, yeah.
It just who runs the main one here? You mentioned Northwest.
Well, we have NW Electric in Cameron. And then there's Northwest Electric, which is out of Savannah. Mm-hmm. And I would say they are probably the largest producer in the county.
To me, when you talk about how those things come in, and now if they can bring broadband... I always thought that was really what you could live in buy a bigger home, live in a place you want with a rural lifestyle, but you could also go to the airport when you need to, and you could work daily if you have that internet. If you don't have the internet connection, people are probably listening to this on some form of rural broadband right now as we're talking. I think that may be the future of places like in rural Missouri throughout the whole state.
Farmers Electric in Savannah has done a very good job of getting the fiber optics and everything in to the county, and they're continuing to work. So, yeah, we're getting there.
Let's talk about newspapers. I'm a newspaper guy myself. In 1858, you had the Stuartsville Telegraph. Mr. Alstott and Mr. Williams came in and put the first paper in the county. Tell me about the major newspapers that cover DeKalb County now.
The DeKalb County Record Herald is located here in Maysville. We also have part of the county covers the King City area, which is the King City News.
Tri-County News.
And then we also have Cameron on the south part of the county, which is Cameron newspaper.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Go back to a county like Worth County was a newspaper hotbed for a while. Mm-hmm. The first really active Republican newspaper. As time went on, now every town has one if they're lucky, and some towns are losing theirs. But so tell me about the paper here in Maysville. Who publishes it? They come to your commission meetings?
Terry Pearl is the owner and editor. We usually just send him our minutes for the meetings. He will come to the commissioner's meeting on occasion, not real often. So just kind of covers it by our minutes.
Interesting. First church they have on record here is in 1842. Jesse Todd evangelized this part of in DeKalb County. He was a Baptist minister, very highly well thought of in the community. He took on several jobs in farming and different things, as well as preaching. But he came here as an evangelist. Commissioner White, tell us about the major churches here.
Well, each community is really pretty blessed with churches in it. We see Christian, Baptist, Methodist, Church of Christ predominantly in the county.
It's interesting also that the same Jesse Todd, they had a school building that they also had a church in. They use it for a dual one. The headmaster was David Barton. It was really the first school that came to the area. Commissioner McPhee, tell me about the schools in DeKalb County.
We have four different high schools in the county: Cameron, Maysville, Osborne, and Sturtsville. There's five, Union Star. And
what's the mascot at Cameron? What are they?
I think Dragons.
Dragons, and now Wolverines here in Maysville, mm-hmm. Is that right? All right, now who's the rival for, now what part of the county are you from, Commissioner?
I'm from the eastern part.
And what town would that be?
Weatherby.
Now, who are their rivals?
Oh, they haven't had a school there since 48.
But if you're from Weatherby, where do you go to school at?
Maysville.
Yeah. Now, who's Maysville's major team that they rival?
Today, I would say probably their closest one now would be King City.
Yeah.
Cameron in the 60s was a big rivalry with Maysville, mm-hmm. and Cameron, but Cameron has since kind of grown and gone on. So still in the Grand River Conference, I would say King City would probably be their closest rivalry.
Some of the best times I think a lot of Missourians had when they were in high school playing that team they hated. Ours was Twin Rivers, but I still don't like people in Twin Rivers. But when you talk about the business community here, you mentioned the prison and a lot of how the lay of Cameron is. Where do folks that, if you're not from Cameron, where is some place you could work at actually and live here in DeKalb County? Or is it a commuter place like some other rural counties?
Well, there's quite a bit of commuter, mm-hmm. from the county to St. Joe or even back to Cameron. Even to Kansas City, there's several people in the Stewartsville area that work for the railroad that drive to Kansas City.
That Kansas City, you mentioned that rail stuff. That's still, Kansas City's maintained itself as a rail place that's huge, you know. I want to ask you, I always like to ask this, there's something interesting about every county, and I was at the Historical Society and I saw something, I'm going to butcher this name, my hillbilly dialect, the Chautauqua Chair, and there's a Chautauqua Festival. This chair has been set in by William Jennings Bryant, Champ Clark, Bennett Clark, Reverend Billy Sunday, Carey Nation, several governors, Eugene Debs, Frank James sat in the chair, so they've had this collection, and there was a guy, Thomas Williams. It was called the Days of the Confederacy when they started it. Then they, of course, over time changed that. Now, I'm probably saying that wrong, but the Chautauqua Days was notable starting in 1896, goes all the way to 1926, and it has a collection of folks, and they've maintained the chair over there across the street. What are some festivals now that are here in the county?
We have in Maysville, they have the Country Harvest each year. Sturtsville has
the Fall Festival at Sturtsville each year. Mm-hmm. Union Star just started, I believe, this year, trying to get a yearly festival back up and going. So awesome. I think we're going to see an uptick in fall festivals. I really do.
Well, let me ask you, this is the last question I have to ask for you. If you had somebody that was coming to the DeKalb County Commissioner and he said, what would you show them? What would you make sure they saw before they left the county?
I think basically just take a tour of the county, show them the diversity. There are, you know, we were talking about grapes. We have wineries. We have cattle business. We have grain farmers. You know, we have it is a diverse group. And I think they just show them how nice it is, and it is a good place for home.
What would you take them, Commissioner White?
I would take them to anybody I could introduce them to.
Yeah.
Because the county is so full of good-hearted people that are just kind people. Yeah. And I'd want them to see that, because if they can see the heart of the people in DeKalb County, they're liable to want to move here.
You might pick up a new constituent.
You might,
right?
Just do it.
I want to thank you very much for the hospitality. We always want to start by thanking our sponsors. We couldn't bring you the history of this state, each county, one week at a time without the Missouri Association of Co-ops, CFM Insurance, the Missouri Association of Counties, and the Missouri Farm Bureau. But Commissioner McPhee, thank you so much for the time and the hospitality in this terrific, beautiful courthouse.
Well, we appreciate you coming up and allowing us this time to present our county.
Commissioner White, thank you again for having us. I really appreciate it.
We're glad to have you up. Come back and we'll treat you in some way that you got to like at least one of them.
Well, absolutely. We had lunch across the street. They had a country fried steak at Ted and Julie's.
Ted and Julie's.
There we go. I know this is audio, but if you ever happen to see a picture of me, you know I like to eat. I consider myself a resident expert. It was good food.
There you go.
Well, thank you all so much for joining us. We'll be back next week. The History of Missouri, one county at a time, here on Show Me Missouri.